MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Plenty of support for former President Donald Trump at a Sunday campaign event in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He'll be in North Carolina today, where more than 1 million people have already voted, according to the State Board of Elections. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more on what Vice President Kamala Harris is doing 15 days from Election Day.
She'll be barnstorming some of those key battleground states. She'll be with former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. She'll be in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and on Thursday back in Georgia with her first appearance alongside former President Barack Obama.
U.S. officials are reportedly investigating an online leak of intelligence documents that could show Israel's plan for a retaliatory strike on Iran. The investigation continues into the ferry gangway collapse in Georgia Saturday that killed seven people and left others critically hurt. Authorities believe it was a structural failure. This is ABC News. Cuba's already dealing with island-wide power outages over the last few days, and the island's now being hit by Tropical Storm Oscar. Forecasters say Oscar's heavy rain could set off life-threatening flash floods in eastern Cuba. Britain's king greeted by hecklers in Australia.
At a reception in the parliament, King Charles was greeted with this high-profile action from Indigenous Senator Lydia Thorpe. While being ushered from the hall, Thorpe added, "You committed genocide against our people." Australians decided in a referendum in 1999 to retain the monarch as head of state, but the issue's never really gone away. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
If you're in New Zealand and you need to hug it out before your trip, do it before the airport. One New Zealand airport's asking people to limit goodbye hugs to 3 minutes in the drop-off area. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Two Rivers couple charged in the death of the woman's three-year-old son made their first court appearance Friday on new charges. The Manitowoc County Court Commissioner set bail at $500,000 for Jesse Vang and $400,000 for Katrina Bauer. Elijah Vu had been missing for 7 months before his body was found last month. The cranberry harvest is underway, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
David Zawatowski from Lake Nokomis Cranberry says you can support farmers by buying local, and now's the perfect time.
You can stock up this time of the year, put them in the freezer, take them out all year long, add them to your salads. You know, I like cranberry sauce and everything.
Farmers are now harvesting, which was complicated by the freeze earlier this week. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin grows 60% of the nation's cranberries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-22 win over the Houston Texans Sunday, thanks to a 45-yard field goal by their new kicker, 33-year-old Brandon McManus.
It's exciting. What a week. Great group of guys. I'm the oldest on the team by 2 years, so some of them are trying to call me uncle and dad already, but super excited to be here. Yeah, what a way to help this team win in my first game here at Lambeau Field.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's a vet. You can see it. The moment's not too big for him, and obviously that was a big big-time kick.
Green Bay improves to 5-2. Next, they'll play the Jaguars in Jacksonville. College football, the Badgers able to strip-sack Wildcats quarterback Jake Lausch on the way to a 23-3 win at Northwestern. Luke Fickell, on his team, able to convert turnovers into points.
That's the key element to what we're starting to see from this group, is we're able to take advantage of some of these opportunities that are presented to us.
The Badgers host Penn State on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Early Morning Family Show, broadcasting from State Street, a block away from the Capitol Dome. The legislators, of course, are on vacation this year. They're a full-time legislature? I think so. All right. This is John Peterson. Gordy, of course, is going in for surgery. Now, if you're watching on X, you can see us all three here on the screen. We have Matt Rothschild in as a guest host this beautiful morning that we have here. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, John. Yeah, it was beautiful when I got out of the house this morning. The half moon was up. The stars were twinkling.
Wow, that's great. I guess I missed that whole thing. I should look around every once in a while when I go stepping out of the door this morning. But we have Gordy. He is he's going to be here on the program just a brief time. Just to get us a little bit up to date on what's happening with you and your surgery this morning.
That's right, John. Good morning, and good morning to Matt and everybody there. And I'll give you the brief rundown here in a moment. But first, you know, there's nothing more important than the weather, and you kind of alluded to it this morning, John. Clear skies, and it's going to be nice and sunny, but some clouds moving in later. It's currently 57 degrees in Madison, okay? And I don't know. Do you want to hit the weather roulette wheel and see what we've got for a high temperature?
Yeah,
possibly?
That'd be great. Well, yeah, well, Sam? Let's do that.
Gordy, you are such a weatherman.
I know.
I can't get it out of my system. You know, I haven't done it for more than 10 or 12 years. But let's see. Our high temperature today, I believe I see from my remote camera, it's 78 degrees.
Red 78.
So here, I'll just give you the brief rundown of my procedure. Some of you know that I've had some ear problems, my left ear, for almost a year, and with tinnitus, however you want to pronounce it, which is a loud ringing in the ear. But I also had some pain at times, and it kept getting worse. Went in for several looks at it with CT scans and MRIs, and really didn't see much a year ago. But then, you know, they do another checkup a few months in, and then they say, well, you know, maybe we got something here. And so what I have is cholesteatoma, which is a basically skin growth. It's not cancerous, but it does continue to grow behind the eardrum, and it heads toward the brain, and you want to get it before it gets to the brain, because then you can really have some problems. So that's what they're doing today. They're go in and get that stuff out, and then hopefully repair the eardrum. And in lots of cases, they have to do it in two surgeries. Mm-hmm. So to replace the little tiny bones that create the hearing. So we'll see. They don't really know until they get in there if they have to do that, because this skin growth could be wrapped around those bones, and they might have to take the bones out, clear them off, and then try to put them back in again somewhere down the line. So I'm probably going to be without the hearing in my left ear for maybe a couple of months. And that's why I have this. I want to get used to this one piece headphone that Civic Media was kind enough to loan me.
It was great that they did that for you.
Yeah. And they got a new setup for me here at home so I can still be a part of the show.
Well, I'm just hoping that, you know, for some reason it doesn't affect your balance, because I think that's the biggest issue.
I'm unbalanced anyway, so, what's the difference, right? There's some after effects of dizziness and vertigo and nausea and headaches and all that.
That's fun.
We'll see about all that stuff.
And you'll have robotic ear after this, so that's kind of kind of cool, actually.
It'll be a robotic ear, yeah. I can turn it up, turn it down, hear different frequencies than regular people. I'm looking forward to it.
I just want to say that if people are watching on X this morning, and a lot of people do, they're looking at your new studio there. You've just gotten some new equipment. You've updated from some kind of shoebox that you had your computer in last time.
And they furnished me with two screens. It's been a long
monitors.
Time since. Two monitors, and I have no idea how to dial down. They're as bright as can possibly be right now, and it's really kind of freaking me out. But I didn't have time to adjust them, and Sam was nice enough to set everything up here. I might have to have him come. I couldn't find the display settings here.
Well, they're usually on the bottom of the screen someplace, right? Well, in the corner?
Of the buttons are labeled.
Yeah, that's the thing. None of the buttons are labeled.
Push them.
So you
just
push I don't want to do that.
What if he makes it even brighter? What if Gordy has a sun his new studio?
He'll never be able to. Maybe.
It's way too bright. Too bright. Have a good weekend? I'm curious how your weekend was, John and Matt. And
my
Sam.
Weekend was, I had to play with the Kraken all weekend. We have a new ball for my Border Collie, one-year-old Border Collie.
That's nice.
And it really knows how to roll down hills and down the driveway into the street. It really has a penchant for that. We kind of wore out the other ball. So it's crazy. So that's the time. I'm worn out from just trying to play with my dog in the yard. So that's
I get it.
That's what happened to me. And I know I would. We're going to have to take down your little gazebo as well. So if you ever need help on that, just let me know.
We'll see about that. I don't really want to take it down until I have to. So, but I may need help with that if it's in the next few days or next couple of weeks. But I went to see yesterday. I went to this event where Bradley Whitford and Martin Sheen were there, all these West Wing people, Richard Schiff, and a few others. And it was great. It was a kind of a rally for the people that are going out on the streets and canvassing for the Democratic Party. And it was really excellent. You may have seen some news clips. And I think it's a possibility Bradley Whitford may call into the show here a little bit later on this morning. I'm only going to be here for a few more minutes.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, he was really... really funny and really good. And I think he grew up around a political atmosphere, especially his father was somewhat political. Mm-hmm. And he went to Madison East High School. I didn't realize that.
Oh.
Great actor and really funny guy. And I hope he calls in a little bit later on this morning.
So. All right. Yeah,
got that to look forward to.
We'll
see. We have time to get to the National Day calendar, or are you just going to skip that today?
No, we're definitely going to get to it. I was hoping that you would do it.
Okay. I have the information here.
Because, I throw little pot shots in, and that's my role.
Well, you got to get Matt Rothschild used to, how this all works. So, let's get back to the National Day calendar.
Well, I'm enjoying
fire up the music
it.
There. Okay.
All right, here we
all
go.
All right. Is it or is it not National Apple Day?
Yeah.
Is it Back to the Future Day?
Hmm.
Is it National Witch Hazel Day? Is it National Pickleball Day, National Reptile Awareness Day, or National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day? Which day is it not, John Peterson?
It is not Pickleball Day.
You are correct. It is not National Pickleball Day. Why would they have a pickleball day?
They will soon. But
yeah,
it's not there. It's not there yet. Boy, National Witch Hazel Day?
I know. Should we start with that one?
Matt, you remember what they do with witch hazel?
I can't remember either. I thought it was some kind of medicine back in the old days.
Well, is that hazelnut we're talking about?
Well, it's witch hazel. It was actually one of America's first skin treatments and favorite skincare ingredients. Okay, since the late 1800s, distilled witch hazel extracts have been formulated into many of the world's most recognized cosmetic and over-the-counter pharmaceutical products. This effective, versatile plant extract naturally provides skincare, hair care, eye care, and topical OTC drug products. Don't know what that means, OTC, over-the-counter?
Over-the-counter, yeah.
Thanks. I believe it's a plant. I think it's a plant. Oil control, astringency claims, powering hundreds of essential personal care products. So that's witch hazel.
Witch hazel is a flower.
He's gone right here. Looking right at it.
Witch hazel is a flowering shrub or small tree native to eastern North America. Its leaf and bark are used as medicine. There you are. Thank you, Google.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't they have a flavor, either a gum flavor or a lifesaver flavor that is wintergreen or something like that? It smells like witch hazel.
I don't see anything on that, John. I think you're making that up. sorry.
Well, okay. Just like pickleball, I just threw that in just to see if I could confuse people.
Okay. Well, I'm already confused, but let's go to National Apple Day. All right. We all know about apples. Yes. I don't think this will take too long. National Apple Day, day to celebrate all things Apple. So, you know, have some apple pie today. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's
not. I'm not going to tell my story about, you know.
What?
Johnny Appleseed. I already told that story once before.
Well, you can give us the highlights.
Well, Johnny Appleseed, I saw him live in person in Door County. Remember, they had a barn with bales of hay in it, and they put a mannequin head, a white styrofoam mannequin head,
this story.
Inside the bales of hay, and they had a projector with his face on it, talking and telling his story of Johnny Appleseed, his own story.
So you feel like you really got to know Johnny Appleseed.
I did. I stood there for two showings of that. I mean, what do they think of up there?
Cool. I don't know.
Door County.
Yes. Well, let's move on. Okay. National Reptile Awareness Day. I think we're all aware of reptiles. Let's get to National Pumpkin. Yeah.
You should definitely be aware of reptiles.
National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. I love pumpkin pie and I love cheesecake. So when you combine the two, look out. What it says here, this sweet dessert mixes fresh soft cheese, cream cheese, or cottage cheese, eggs, and sugar to create a base. The crust is made from crushed graham crackers, crushed cookies, pastry, and sponge cake. Pumpkin may be added to the cheesecake recipes in various ways. You know, I love both pumpkin pie and cheesecake. How about you guys? You good with it?
Oh, I'm a pumpkin pie guy. I don't really like cheesecake. For me, cheesecake is a two or three biter, then I'm sick of it.
Absolutely. I'm on Matt's side. I don't like cheesecake at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah. I just hate it.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way,
you missed a
day here, National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day.
Oh, I didn't see that.
How could you have missed that, you know, where we have those little icons on our desktop screen? It just gets so cluttered after a while. Today's the day to get rid of the ones you don't use anymore.
Well, listen, I can stick around a few more minutes, but I think we're up against some timelines
here. Why don't you come back after this break, Gordy, okay?
All right.
This is the early morning.
92.7.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, man. You take
it. You do it. No, you do it.
No, you.
You do. No, you.
I'm throwing it to you.
I'm going to...
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. Matt Rothschild is our guest this morning. And Gordy has joined us briefly before he goes under the knife, actually, the robotics that we have now for surgeries such as yours. It should go pretty well, outpatient stuff. You should be home later on this afternoon.
Yeah, are you going to walk to the hospital? You live only like two blocks away.
No, it's I'm not going to that hospital. I'm going to a different one downtown, but I should be back, you know, sometime this afternoon, hopefully.
All right.
And I don't know how much robotics is involved in this, but it is middle ear surgery, and they go in, you know, they go in quite a ways.
I think it, so. You definitely want the robotics.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's computerized. It's very, very detailed. I mean, the thing here is it's taken the place of, you know, shaky hands. And, you know, doctors have shaky hands. You know that, Gordy. So
you're making him nervous now.
I know.
Yeah.
I just
thank
want
you
to make,
for.
I just
yeah. You guys are really beating a dead horse about this surgery, aren't you?
Yeah. We are.
Yeah. I really don't want to think about it all that much anymore.
When you're a senior citizen, all you do is talk about medical problems anyway. So, yes, thank you for bringing that to our attention, Mr. Gen Z in there.
You got robotic surgery, you know, AI. It's almost like being in the future or going back to the future. Wouldn't you say?
Yes. Okay. Just like Back to the Future, it is
one of our national day calendars.
Back to the Future Day today. Yes, October 1st. Isn't it incredible?
We weaved that all together.
Yes.
Today is Traveling Back to the Future Day. It's time to catch a ride on the DeLorean to celebrate Back to the Future Day, according to this, in 1989. Boy, I can't believe it was that long ago the movie came out. Fans of the movie trilogy Back to the Future watched the first signs of time travel through the windshield of the famous DeLorean in Back to the Future. For nearly 26 years, the franchise would wait until 2015 to actually celebrate the day. The only time that Doc, who was played by Christopher Lloyd, great actor, great director, and Marty, Michael J. Fox, and, of course, Elizabeth Shue was in that movie.
Yeah.
It was a great movie. I don't know if it's Back to the first one or the second one. Mm. There's a scene where Marty McFly plays Johnny B. Goode at the high school dance.
That's
I think it's in the original.
Yeah.
It's the original. And that, I thought that was just a great, great scene. And he really, I think Michael J. Fox really did it well. I mean, it looked like he really knew how to play the guitar. I mean, it was excellent. So that's one of the highlights for me. It was great. Great movie.
And Marty McFly. Right. Well, how about who is the antagonist in that movie?
Biff.
Biff.
I forget who plays him, but yeah.
We have a cut of Biff riffing.
Oh, really?
On stage. Yeah, he does stand up every once in a while, and he went into this angry rant about being confronted as Biff all the time, everywhere he goes. They nail him for being Biff. And we have it someplace. I'm not quite sure how I labeled it. So, yeah.
Oh, you don't have it, Andy?
No, I just thought of it as you were mentioning mentioning the cast.
Oh.
So we'll see. He's Sam's checking.
Sam's.
Yeah. Maybe we should, do you have it?
Come I think it? I have it.
All right, let's play it.
I don't know what it sounds like.
Yeah, let's go.
Give it a shot.
When I'm flying in a plane or I'm on the street, there's a lot of friendly people that I like to meet. They shake my hand but never ask my name, and they start asking questions that are always the same. Hey, what's Michael J. Fox like? He's nice. What's Christopher Lloyd like? Kinda quiet. What's Crispin Glover like? Unusual. Stop asking me the question. I went to the bar mitzvah of my nephew Josh. Now I'm not Jewish, but I like to nosh. Put on my yarmulke, started to pray. When the rabbi leaned over and I heard him say, hey, was that real manure? No, it wasn't. How was that DeLorean? A piece of garbage. Do those hoverboards really fly? It's a movie. Stop asking me the question.
That's good.
They're great.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, thanks for finding that, Sam.
You know, I forgot Crispin Glover in that movie. Oh, yeah. You ever see him on Letterman? There's a clip of him on the Letterman show, and he was not invited back after that appearance.
Never came back after that. What a crazy lunatic.
How did he misbehave?
He went off on Letterman. He started doing he was standing up in his chair and doing karate kicks aimed at Letterman's face. And
punches
that was
in the air.
And punches. And just acting really.
But he acted
he's
very
quite
goofy.
Odd.
And that
really
kind of
an
that scared Letterman. He became frightened by that. Even though he has had guests on, regular guests on, Father something. I can't remember this other guy, but he was crazy too. But at least he got invited back. But I think that killed his career. By the way,
Crispin Glover didn't appear in too many movies.
No,
after
he didn't
that
after that. No.
Yeah.
Okay, birthdays or celebrations. What do you got there?
History? Anything?
Let's take a look. See, there wasn't a ton in history today. It was Kamala's birthday yesterday, though.
It was.
Oh. I didn't even realize that. You
she's
must 60, have written that.
Yeah,
on
I did. I did. It's she's 60 years old now.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday to Kamala Harris.
She's not 78. Too old to run for president.
Anybody else?
A couple other people who have birthdays today: Alfred Nobel of the Nobel Prizes. Carrie Fisher was born today in 1956, and I know you love her. It's Kim Kardashian's birthday, Gordy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Your favorite show.
Oh, you're sure.
Talking about it.
Oh, my God. No, I can't stand any of the Kardashians. The only normal one was Robert Kardashian and the father, and he just apparently didn't have that influence on his kids. I don't know. He seemed fairly normal.
I wouldn't be able to recognize them. I don't know what they look like. I hate them. I just hate the name. I hate celebrity news now. Used to watch
ETV
all the time way back when. I don't know why, but now I hate.
It's
I hate
garbage
all that.
Television. Why would you? Why were you into that, John?
TMZ, know, thing.
Right.
Well, it was garbage. But I had a morning show at that time too, and it was more entertainment than it was politics. So I had to come up with little clips and things like that. So, look, I'm making excuses for myself on this. Okay. Don't blame me.
Robert I'm Kardashian. Right there with you.
The old man Kardashian was one of the lawyers in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Oh.
Absolutely, yes.
I did not know that.
Hey, I'm going to go to the hospital, guys.
All right.
I'll talk to you later. Okay?
Man. Good luck, Gordon.
All right.
Thanks for helping
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll
all
talk
right.
to you later. I hope.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is no secret that once again this fall the Mississippi water levels have lowered. I'm Ben Jarb with the Midwest Farm Report, and Port Captain Bernie Harruff explains how barge captains and the Army Corps work together to make sure that they can get the water levels where they need to be so they can push product down the river.
So, yeah, right now there's two dredges operating on the Mississippi River between St. Louis and Cairo, and there's two more dredges operating between Cairo, Illinois, and New Orleans on the lower Mississippi River. And the Corps is kind of a partnership with industry and the Corps. As our captains are maneuvering up and down the river, they have transducers on their barges that monitor the river depths and help them to avoid shallower stretches. And they'll report when they see shallow water, they'll report that to the Corps.
Harriff says they're hoping to see the water levels increase more at the end of this year or early next year, so that way they can make sure they're filling their barges up enough to move the grain. I'm Ben Jarb with the Midwest Farm Report, and your markets are coming up right after this.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarba with the Midwest Farm Report, and make sure to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com. Now let's take a look at those morning markets. As trading opens up today, December corn is up 0.75 at 405.5, and November soybeans are up 4 cents at 974. December wheat contracts are up 1.5 at 574.25, while July wheat is up 1.25 at 610.5. Class 3 milk contracts for November are up 6 cents at 21.25 a hundredweight, but Class 3 milk contracts for December are down a penny at 21.34 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Coming soon to the Overture Center, Late Night Catechism.
Some rulers lead by example. Others lead with a ruler.
I am a Roman general. All right, all you village people, sit up in your seat, will you please?
Late Night Catechism.
Are you putting on lipstick in my class?
Attendance is mandatory.
I'm wearing 30 pounds of gabardine here, huh?
Come for the laughs.
Don't miss Late Night Catechism at the Overture Center.
Get your tickets today at tickets.overture.org.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We'll be right back.
John, are you a Meatloaf fan?
I am, yes.
Okay, cool.
I loved him at first.
Yeah?
Yeah, great stage show.
You know what's significant about this album and today?
Bad Out of Hell?
Yeah.
What?
It was released today.
Oh,
it was? 1977.
I did not know that, yeah. Wow. All
really right. Good album, one of my favorites.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And Meatloaf, unfortunately, you know, a great singer, incredible performer.
Yeah.
Right-wing as hell.
Really? Oh, no.
Well, that's upsetting.
I knew he was a little crazy, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, you never know. You know, something happens. All right. 92.7.
Something goes wrong in their head.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. Gordy, of course, is going in for surgery today.
Do we want to point out the background? I don't know. I don't think Gordy even noticed it behind you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he did. Oh, yeah. If you look on our screen in the back.
There's a large X over Gordy's face.
Yeah.
He has been banished from the studio.
As you know, we encourage people while they're driving to watch X while, of course, channeling their Bluetooth speakers in their car. So anyway, that's the way we handled it here on the show. Let's talk to our special guest this morning, Matthew Rothschild. And it's something that we also want to announce here is your podcast that we've just started here at Civic Media.
Yeah, real happy to be doing a podcast for Civic Media called Wisconsin Forward, and I'm just trying to explain Wisconsin in this first episode called The Riddle of Wisconsin as to, you know, why we're such a schizophrenic state, why we are so close every election between the Democrats and Republicans, and also, are we at each other's throats really as neighbors? I mean, I live in the town of Dunn, and there are Trump signs up there, and there were Biden signs up, and now there are Harris signs up, and are we yelling and screaming at each other? Actually, we're not.
Right.
And it's interesting, right. There was a 60-minute show last night about Door County and how close Door County is and how it's been a good predictor of who's going to win, and someone interviewed there said, you know, we get along even when we disagree up here in Door County. So, and that's kind of how it is in the town of Dunn, too. But this Riddle of Wisconsin first episode, I'm delighted to have on that Jay Heck of Common Cause, Charles Franklin, the great pollster from Marquette, and then some commentary from Todd Albaugh, the Todd Albaugh Show here on Civic Media, and Trygve Olson, who's on Todd's show a lot with the Lincoln Project. So I think that's a good one. And then the second one, which is also up now, is called The Presidential Race here in Wisconsin. Again, we got Charles Franklin going over the polls. Mm-hmm. And then we have commentary from Todd Albaugh, Dom Salvia, the Dom Salvia Show, and Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show. I think we have a little clip of Maggie I wouldn't mind playing.
All right. Why don't we play that?
Recognizing this dangerous combination, Maggie Dawn, what do you tell your listeners? What do you tell people you know who oddly may still be on the fence? I don't know how they can sit on the fence at this point, but what do you tell them, the kind of elevator talk about what to do now?
Yeah, but the elevator pitch, the quick one is, listen, to save our democracy, if we care about that, the only way to do that is through our democracy. It is going to require you to make a choice that you may not particularly like your options about. That's okay. That's what adults do every day. It's okay to feel torn. Because I assume if I'm talking to somebody that really hasn't made up their mind, they're torn. And I'm not going to call that bad faith. I'm going to say, all right, I believe your place of being torn is totally legit. And I feel that. Let's help work through that. What kind of information do you need? What would persuade you? And then at the end of the day, if we believe in this experiment and you believe that the middle class is the backbone of this country and you truly want to engage in those issues and you believe in law and order, take the time to look at it. And on November 5th, look deep into your heart, go into that ballot box, that polling place, and cast your ballot where your heart tells you to cast it. Because at the end of the day, I cannot give up hope that the greatness of this country will always remain in its people. And again, to save our democracy this time around, we must do that through that very democracy. And to do so unafraid and unafraid to join issue and to have discussions, but to ask one another, our neighbors and our friends and our coworkers and the people that we don't maybe necessarily agree with on everything, to look into your heart and go vote on November 5th.
Thanks, Meg.
So that was Maggie Dawn on the second episode of the Wisconsin Forward podcast that I've been doing. I mean, I think, you know, she gets to the real heart of the question here at the end about preserving our democracy. And John, on Saturday night, I was here at Leopold Bookstore on Regent Street for a talk by a Yale professor, Jason Stanley, who was talking about the same thing about preserving democracy. And he was using the F word, the fascism word, about Trump and how scary it is. And he said we have a historic responsibility right now to defeat Donald Trump and preserve our democracy. So he was just underlying what Maggie Dawn was saying right there on that podcast.
Yeah, I did pull out a quote. The hope is that together, Republicans and Democrats, we can defeat an existential threat to our country. We will go down in the history books if we preserve our democracy. That's my favorite line, by the way. We will go down in history. Really? You know, we've got to vote the right way so we can make the history books, Matt.
I mean, it is a heavy responsibility. I do think it's kind of, you know, our hour of destiny right now. And it doesn't seem like people are recognizing just how crucial, how pivotal this race could be.
Right.
Because if Donald Trump wins, given all that he said about being a dictator on day one, or at least for that one day, and saying there are enemies from within. He said it again yesterday, I guess, about Schiff and Pelosi and all this authoritarian talk, enemies of the people, poisoning the blood. This is straight out of Mein Kampf, as the Yale professor said Saturday night. He said it within about the first minute, and we all just kind of gasped, you know.
you wrote a hair-raising conversation, you know.
Yeah, it got serious real fast.
Yeah, it did. Stanley said the attacks on the mass media and the fact checkers, the assaults on school teachers and professors who want to tell the truth about U.S. history, all this is part of the authoritarian project.
Yeah.
And you could almost say authoritarian project 2025.
Yeah, and he talked about project 2025 and what a serious threat that is to our democracy. He talked about, you know, other parallels, you know, the attack on trans. I mean, all Trump is talking about is immigrants and trans people and enemies from within. Right. It's just all scare tactics. It's all, just going after tiny minorities and trying to inflame people's worst passions. And I got to say, it scares the bejesus out of me. It really does.
I don't think we've ever seen anything like this in history in the U.S. anyway. And, Maggie, of course, is saying, you know, look within, you know, try to figure out, you know, which is the best way to go and then just vote. But at the very same time, you may believe in a few of the things that Trump is pushing. But when you look at overall the effect of what he has planned, you don't have to look far to decide really what you should do when you vote, because this is really a pivotal part of the history of this country. Again, we could be included into the history books if we vote the right way, but this is a pivotal part. We could slide into authoritarianism just as easily as that. We have watched the MAGAs become very compliant with the president. We've seen the politicians agree with him. No matter what they may really think, they have agreed with him on everything.
Well, you know, those are the people who are going straight to hell if there is a hell. Yeah. And I don't believe in hell. But, you know, Mitch McConnell knows what a scoundrel Donald Trump is. If you listen to Mitch McConnell's speech on the second impeachment, if you read the speech, it was like, I'm voting for impeaching this guy, because he said that Trump was responsible for what happened on January 6th.
Yeah.
And yet he didn't have the courage of his convictions and didn't vote to convict Donald Trump in the second impeachment. If he had and told some other Republican senators, and he had the power to twist their arms, Donald Trump couldn't have run for president this time. We'd have been through with this menace.
That's right. Do we have a cut here? Do you want to get to the cut from Liz Cheney?
Sure. You know, I love what Liz Cheney's doing, and she's in Waukesha today with Kamala Harris.
Right, exactly, yes.
And Liz Cheney has been really sticking her neck out. I think she deserves the the Medal of Freedom, the National Medal of Freedom, mm-hmm. Presidential Medal of Freedom. She and Kinzinger and a couple other people, even maybe Mike Pence just for doing his job when the pressure was on for him to abdicate his responsibilities. But yeah, Liz Cheney.
She stood out during the impeachments.
She did. And she stood out then. She stood out during the hearing. She was great during the hearing. She's been great mm-hmm. since then. She was great in Ripon when she made some great talk. I mean, it really is important that everyone from Liz Cheney, you know, all the way to AOC and Bernie Sanders agrees that our democracy is on the line right now. And whatever differences we have in policy, we should not worry about those at this crisis time, but go out and not only vote for Kamala Harris, but get everybody we know to vote for Kamala Harris because it's really tight.
Well, you know, of course, the right wing, the Republicans, the MAGAs all want this tax cut, this major tax cut that go to the wealthy mostly anyway. They want that so much that they would actually vote Trump in as president. I think, you know, maybe hold off on the tax cut because the tax cut is coming under $400,000. The tax cut is coming to every American. It's just not going to go to the top this time. So you're still going to get it. You can save democracy at the same time.
Yeah, unless you're in the top 1%, you're gonna, you know, you're getting a tax cut anyway.
Right.
And for those who are in the top 1%, you know, is it really that important for you to get this? Is your tax rate more important than saving democracy? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And I know there are a bunch of reasons why people, are voting for Trump. Some are in the cult, and you can't really get them out of the cult. Other people are traditional Republicans who just want to vote for their home team. It's like, are you for the Packers or are you for the Vikings? But I hope we can get past that kind of self-identity and kind of hometown club rooting and do what's right. And what's right now is to save our democracy. And that's why I'm urging people to vote for Kamala Harris. And we talk a lot about that in the second episode of this podcast, Wisconsin Forward.
Yeah. One of the things everybody's kind of noticed is that the MAGA wing of the Republican Party has completely flipped on exactly what the Republican Party used to stand for, and that was small government. At this point, they figured that if you control government, you become the big government, you can get the things you want passed.
Yeah, I mean, they have no real ideology here except for what Donald Trump tells them. So
yes.
Is Russia our enemy or is Russia our friend? I mean, it's right out of Animal Farm or 1984.
it changes
overnight.
Yeah, that's insane. It really is. But the other thing, too, is I have a MAGA friend in Milwaukee that oftentimes texts me and calls me and, you know, brings up these points. He's caught up in the rabbit holes, the small issues. He's really just wrapped up in this idea that Kamala Harris never worked at McDonald's. She wasn't there. If she can lie about that, then she can lie about anything. And I said, you have given up the argument on lying. Your candidate lies constantly. I don't think and I've mentioned this on the show, I do a lot of research when I play these cuts that Trump says, and I have found out none of it is true. I think it's a 100% fact check on him. It's all false.
Yeah, he can't say good morning without lying. So
exactly.
But a lot of his followers, I mean, listen, they're on an IV drip from Fox News and from right-wing talk radio, and it's all they consume.
That's crazy stuff. All right. You know, we were thinking we might get a call from Bradley Whitford, who was a guest in Madison yesterday, and he was in Milwaukee as well. I don't know if he was in Milwaukee before they came into Madison or not. Do you have any idea at all there?
About Sam? Him calling in?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't gotten a call.
All right.
So, no.
I know they're on tour
for
Kamala Harris right now, West Wing staff.
Yeah. I'm going to try and find a little cut here. I think I have time. Maybe not.
No, you don't have time, okay, John.
I don't have time to get Bradley Whitford in here. It's a fantastic thing. I do want to play Martin Sheen's speech that I managed to collect. We'll play that next right here on WMDX 92.7, the John Peterson Show. We've X'd out Gordy already. And Matthew Rothschild is our guest host this morning.
Well, Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
As we brew our coffee this morning, you're listening to 92.7 FM. WMDX, the John and Gordy Show, and filling in for Gordy this morning, Matt Rothschild, our special guest, and we'll be talking to him more about some of the issues that we have here in Wisconsin, and we'll get into a few cuts that you found very interesting from Lizzo.
Yeah, Lizzo was in Detroit with Kamala Harris over the weekend and endorsing Kamala Harris in a full-throated way.
It was fantastic. It really was. But I found something that I thought kind of interesting, and I hope everybody else feels the same way. I've gotten blowback on what I think is interesting. So why don't we play, you know, we're really, you know, Schoolhouse Rock. A lot of people grew up on Schoolhouse Rock, and we have the Schoolhouse Rock DVDs, you know, and we watch them every once in a while, but everybody is taking off on that still. And this is another takeoff on it. We have, and we might even play it later, we have the Schoolhouse Rock version of Project 2025. We might play that later on, but this is going to be about the pill, and I think you'll find this rather interesting.
What in the world is the pill?
The pill, it's birth control. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes, it does. Gen Z is not familiar with the term. Could we play that?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Well, another great day being a woman in America. Time to take my trusty birth control pill.
Why is she looking so sad, though?
I'm just a pill, yes, I'm only a pill, and I'm sitting here ready for Jill. Yeah, she takes me once a day, but it's breaking my heart that some cranky old dudes might try to keep us apart.
Keep us apart? Well, Republicans say they're not banning me, but 195 Republican congressmen voted against protecting your right to birth control.
The Supreme Court already took away abortion rights. You'd think they'd want to make it easy for women to get birth control.
Tell that to the right. Yeah, they're making us fight for the right to our own uterus.
Oh my, just think of what's next.
Should I just not have sex?
Wait, what?
No, silly. Just not with men. So they'd rather I have sex with women? Well, they're not too crazy about that either.
I guess we'll just have to vote.
Yeah, don't leave it to chance. Keep the choice in your hands and keep Trump and Vance right out of your pants.
Cause I'm just a pill.
Yes, you're only a pill.
And I have no place on Capitol Hill.
There it is. Quite
you know,
nice.
Yeah. You know, I do think this issue, the Dobbs decision, abortion rights, is underreported right now. I mean, in the last several elections, this issue has been key. And the polls have been wrong in undervaluing women coming out and voting on this issue. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of the main reasons why the polls may be wrong right now in saying that Kamala Harris is losing ground, because there's a whole cohort of young women, 18 to 22, who've never voted before, have never not registered to vote until recently. And the pollsters are only doing registered voters. And so they're not counting these young women. And I think these young women may tip the balance toward Kamala Harris. It's one of the reasons I'm optimistic right now, because of this abortion issue and the pollsters not taking that cohort seriously.
I agree with you on that. We've talked about it here on the program that a lot of people are registering and those people aren't part of the polling. And because that registration has gone through the roof after Kamala got in and then after...
are you thinking of Taylor Swift?
Yes, Taylor Swift endorsed. Yeah.
I do think Taylor Swift's going to have a big impact. I also want to remind voters that you can, here in Wisconsin, register same day. All mm-hmm. you got to do is bring your ID and bring proof of residency, and you can register and vote on November 5th.
Do you know off the top of your head what counts as proof of residency?
An MG&E, a utility bill, utility bill, a bank bill, a bank statement, anything like that. You can have them on your phone, too. That'll count also.
There was one time, I think it was the 2022 election, that I had to register same day, and I didn't realize that you needed proof of residence. Luckily, I only lived like two blocks away from my polling place, so I could just walk back home and grab something and walk back to the polling place. But keep that in mind if you haven't registered yet.
Yeah, and also early voting starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so if you're wondering whether you have the right documents, I mean, you can go to the early voting place, and if you don't have the right ones, you can come back anytime in the next 2 weeks. So make sure you vote, have a plan to vote, have a plan to bring someone with you, and make sure your friends are voting too. You can start tomorrow here in Madison anyway.
It really is that important. We were warning people back in 2016 that they could lose their right to an abortion. And we stressed adamantly that there is a choice on that Supreme Court, and things could go wrong on the Supreme Court if you didn't vote the right way. And for some reason, they still voted Trump in, and we saw what happened. We don't want that to happen again, or at least solidify the conservatives on the Supreme Court, who are very activists at this point.
Yeah, and Trump's been bragging about his three Supreme Court justices outlawing Roe v. Wade. I mean, he did what the far right wanted him to do. Right. And do you want him to keep appointing more far right justices to the U.S. Supreme Court? I sure don't.
Well, that's true. And there was a debate this weekend between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde, and we're going to get into that next hour, and we're going to talk about that because there were some interesting elements to that debate that I know you and I both agree were absolutely off the charts wrong.
Yeah, and Tammy's great on this issue of abortion rights. She's been a real leader, and she wants to restore Roe v. Wade in the U.S. Senate.
Well, one of the great things about Tammy is early on, she sent out a form in the mail that showed a state map. And on that state map, she had all the funding that she had brought into the state in all these localities. I mean, that map was filled. And she is out there plugging away, trying to get funding for this state, for farmers, for rural communities, for cities, for every possible thing you can think of, school choice. She's against that, obviously, but for schools, she's out there.
Yeah, she's been a great senator, really delivering for the people of Wisconsin.
All right, we'll be right back with more right here on WMDX.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Out here in the middle of all these acres,
it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.